1988.
That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of the program. You can take control here. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out and get in touch with us. And that way you will have to send a contact request first if you're connecting to us on Skype, but that's no problem. We'll accept your request, and then it'll be easy for you to dial in on Skype. And you'll sound probably better if you call us on Skype. And, well, that's always good, because if you sound better, you can be easily understood by people listening. And isn't that the point? You want people to hear what you have to say? Well, there you go. Skype's an option for you, too. So, with you tonight in the studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
So we're going to go to your phone calls, right back into them, and then coming up we can talk about atheism, apparently on the rise in America. But first, we go back to Dave. He's listening on the north coast of California in Eureka to KGOE. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I guess I'm touching on what you're just about to get into, because you were discussing for a while there the role played by religion versus non-religion in battles and conflicts. And I've come to the conclusion of the observation that the role that religion has played has been a very bad one. That for the most part, both sides find themselves attending services and praying to their priests and ministers and hoping that their God will be marching with them to inflict grave harm on the other side. And as the same thing happening from the other side. And I think that that doesn't happen with an atheistic viewpoint. They don't have that fearful belief that they have to adhere to the teachings, the theology, the beliefs that they have been taught, and that their side is the right one and that the other side is the bad guy. So,
well, the Soviet Union didn't fight a whole bunch of wars, and neither did, you know, most of the conflicts that occurred in, as far as communism goes, and that's largely, largely atheistic, didn't really spread outward as, you know, maybe some satellite wars, but they, you know, certainly people use power. So I think you're absolutely right. Like, you can tell a soldier, you know, here's a scimitar guy, go out there and you're going to be in heaven by tonight. Good luck. And that it might make him fight harder. I agree with that point completely. But I mean, at the same time, it just doesn't seem like the evidence we have. If you're looking at the historical evidence of, you know, atheistic regimes, that they are particularly good in any way.
Oh, no, they're not. But they are. They have the advantage that they're not only permitted, they're encouraged to think, that they can question. And that is not, you must believe what you were told. You must believe.
Well, you would think that an atheist would be more likely to question what they've been told, and they certainly have done so with religion, but many of them don't even want to touch the issue of the state when you bring that up. It's almost a sacred cow to a lot of them.
We haven't evolved as long and as far as we should have.
That much is true, Dave. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. That's right. We're not very far away from, you know, just being hairless monkeys.
I think it's
shrieking at one another.
It's funny. We read an article not too long ago that that atheists were Americans were least likely to vote for an atheist for president,
mm-hmm.
Even below Muslims. And this was a few years ago, back when, you know, it was a terrible thing to be called a Muslim at that point. And I think it's kind of interesting that atheism's sort of trusted so little. But I do believe that humans are predisposed to a belief in God. I mean, all you have to do is sort of look at history, and I don't know of a society anywhere that's atheistic. There are some thinkers out there that have come up with this, but there's actually, from what I've read, there's some science that shows that you're kind of predisposed genetically to atheism. So if you're
predisposed to atheism?
Yes. So I'm trying to come up with the name of the book, and I might do it by the end of the conversation here. But
so then why wouldn't there be, if people are predisposed to that, why wouldn't there be a society of atheists?
And what the thought process is that essentially, you know, at the very end of the spectrum are people who are, you know, paranoid, or who are schizophrenic. They make connections to everything. That helicopter in the sky is looking at me. Dear right. God, they know what I've been thinking.
It's all about you, buddy.
They've got radio waves everywhere, so they make a lot of connections that aren't necessarily connections. And then there's, you know, there's people that, you know, the normal folks that kind of make some connections. It must be. It was meant to be. It's fate. It's luck. You know, these kind of thing, thought processes. And then there's folks that would be on the other end of the spectrum that don't make as many connections. They simply don't make as many connections. And that's what they're talking about is a genetic predisposition to atheism. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody who's on that end of the spectrum isn't necessarily an atheist. And obviously, every atheist isn't necessarily on that spectrum because they're atheists that believe in luck, for instance, and luck is nothing but a religious belief too, you know, that somehow you can change your luck somehow. So you know,
well, if one has bad luck in the first place. Let's go to Brian. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening to WSMN. Hello, Brian.
Hey guys, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
All right. Well, you guys mentioned the drug war. When you go back to the rule of law, it's pretty simple that you can't have anybody come into any kind of cooperative transaction where either party.
Hold on, you go. We can't make out what you're saying there. I don't know if you're on a mobile or you're doing something there with noise in the background. But could you say that again, please?
I'll try one more time. That you have to say up on it. I just want to talk about rule of law, and I want to go back towards the drug war. So you have any contract between two consenting adults cannot be considered a criminal act, right? So if when you have a third party kind of interfere with that interference with a consenting transaction between two adults must result in violence. The irony is the arbitrary disputes are the cause of the violence. Hence the fact that the war itself is a manifestation of violence. Do you guys kind of follow that logic?
Yeah, I got it. The fact is that a drug purchase is one person exchanging money for another thing. Hopefully they're getting what they paid for and not some, the modern version of bathtub gin. But if everybody's on the up and up in the exchange, then there's no reason for a third party, i.e. the state, to get involved in those people's transactions. Why would they? And that because, you know, it's an A and B conversation. See your way out of it, state. And that's what it is that, you know, it's just a bunch of nosy people with guns.
Brian, I totally get where you're coming from. I want to thank you for the call tonight. And you might want to look into your phone. There's definitely some sort of issue with, it sounds like you're starting up a chainsaw or something like that in the background. But like every now and then there's a strange noise. Thank you for the call tonight. Just wanted to give you some feedback. Aaron's with us in Battle Creek.
He was giving us some feedback.
To WBCK FM. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, that was the NSA hacking in on his phone combo.
Glad to see somebody's listening.
Hey, they always are.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Aaron.
Hey, you just wanted to jump online real quick, man. I love you guys' conversations. You got a really good show going on, man. Really, really nice to hear that we keep on keeping this real, you know, good mentality talk going and all that jazz.
We will keep it going, no doubt about it. So share with us your thoughts, sir.
You guys are just kind of getting into the religion conversation, and it just seems to me that like there's been just a shred of religion, it seems like, within everybody's life. It seems like it's okay to not have it when, I mean, everything within this country was founded upon a religious basis. I mean, even though, I mean, there's been the country. I know you're going to say, I know, trust me, I've been saying it my whole time myself. But, I mean, at the end of the day, let's all get to reality and think about it. The individualism, the belief that comes with the American founding is founded only in one place. And that's through Catholicism and Christianity and Judaism.
What about deists? Do you know what a deist is? Do you know what a deist is?
A deist, yes.
Yes. So Benjamin Franklin was a deist. John Adams
was a deist.
A deist, I'm sorry. A deist is a person who... Okay, a deist is a person who believes that God made the world and then sort of walked away from it. Like a clock, like a watchmaker makes a watch, a perfect watch that continues to work, so he created a moral framework and created reality, but he doesn't participate day to day.
Well, I want to give Aaron a chance to respond to that here in a moment. We're going to bring him back, and your call is welcome as well at 855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line with you here. It's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. grab up some archives. You want to miss, you know, get the shows you missed maybe this week? We've got those and beyond. We'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all for free. Just go to freetalklive.com, click, and enjoy. Now, manventureoutpost.com, that is your site for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. You're looking for knives, scopes, ammunition, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air gun, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment.
Well, they've got handguns, long guns, you know, ammunition.
That's right. They've got that, too. Over at ManVentureOutpost.com, they are family-owned and they have the lowest prices, but you should go and see for yourself. Check out ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Our caller dropped off the line. We were talking with him about deism and the founding fathers, because there's this kind of this old fallback to some people that they like to make this argument that this is a Christian nation. Now, he didn't use those words.
He did not.
But that's kind of was the idea that he was beating around
and
the bush.
And this is, well, I mean, for me, that's, it just immediately puts my teeth on edge, because I wonder what good things can be said after that. It's a scary thing to say. This was a Christian. This is a Christian nation, or was a Christian nation. So what that says to me is, well, one thing we know that monopolies tend to provide bad customer service, and they tend to attract power into themselves, and give terrible service to people. And when you see, say, a monopoly in religion in a given landmass, that's generally not a good thing.
Nope.
Not, we can look at that, see it's not a good thing. So what I hear is, this is a Christian nation, is that we want to, you know, we want to further coalesce the monopoly, and most people in this nation are Christian, as they say. Now, are they Catholic? Well, I can tell you that most places in this country besides Maryland at its founding didn't have much use for Catholics. The Puritans, which are now the Congregational Church, UCC, they were killing Quakers over in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Rhode Island, the guy who left the Massachusetts Bay Colony, founded Rhode Island, founded it for the purpose of religious freedom, as was Pennsylvania. Western Jersey was the same way. You know, you have these. There's a lot of complicated history behind the statement, this is a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget the deism during the Age of Enlightenment was huge. The educated people, a lot of educated people were deists. They believe that God created the world but didn't have any active role in it. Thomas Jefferson rewrote the Bible and took all the miracles, Jesus' miracles,
out. Kidding.
He rewrote the New Testament, took out all Jesus' miracles. This was the kind of thought process. Well, look, this thing might be a little more believable if we pull that water walking stuff out of here. And so what do we mean, and what are we trying to say when we say that this is a Christian nation?
I don't say that.
Well, I'm asking everybody to be sort of included in on this conversation. You know, where do we go after we say that is a good place? And I tend to think nowhere.
Hmm.
I mean, upon its founding, most of the people were Christian?
Yep.
It is true. What does that mean, though? Do you want to get rid of the other people that aren't? Because I'm not going to change my opinion simply
because... Yeah, what's the unspoken presumptions there? What is that? Yeah, that's a good question. What does it mean when people say that? Is it sort of an in-your-face sort of thing with this whole it's a Christian nation line? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. And also Skype us at username lrn.fm. Leo's in Oregon listening online. Hey, Leo.
Hey, I called in with a question, but this is such a fascinating topic that I have to add a comment to it. And, our founding document says that men have been endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And among those is the unalienable right to believe that there is no creator. And so, but there's no religion. What religion are they referring to? And the answer is none. And
that's right.
There is no religion in that. And I will just say that I'll just quote Gandhi. And I used to be an atheist. And I believe in the ethical teachings of this man named Jesus. And Gandhi said, "I like your Christ." I think he was talking to Lord Irwin of England. He said, "I like your Christ, But your Christians are so unlike your Jesus.
Absolutely true. A total indictment of modern Christianity. I totally agree with every word.
And, you know, there is some, there's some remnants of, for example, the Anabaptists and the remnants of those like the Amish and the Mennonites, that they resemble the early church, which was actually trying to bring in a lifestyle, a new and revolutionary lifestyle into the world versus, when Constantine really took over and almost assassinated what I believe was the true spirit of Christianity by bringing the sword to it. You know, love me or I'll kill you. Where does Jesus teach that?
Constantine saw a cross in the sky, and Christians didn't use the symbol of the death of their Savior to identify themselves at that point. Saw a cross in the sky, signifying to him that he would win a battle. He went there, went forward and killed for Jesus, and ushered in a new, a whole new era of Christianity. Now, I tend to agree with things you've said, but I'm kind of curious, what evidence do you have that, Amish, Mennonites, Heterites, and this variety of Anabaptists in any way resemble early Christianity?
Well, they don't believe in killing their fellow man. They don't believe in killing their fellow men, and they believe in remaining unspotted from the world. I guess in the way that they don't resemble the old churches, they don't provoke the system. And the original church did provoke the system, and kind of off it. And what they did was, just like Jesus did, they offered a reconciliatory instead of a retaliation. They offered a reconciliation. He said, is what you're doing, he confronted the Pharisees, but he also gave them an option. Come on, is what you're doing truly honest? Isn't it hypocritical? Why don't you step into the light? Why don't you step into the light? And I guess as far as remaining unspotted from the world and believing in not killing their fellow man, they resemble, that's what the Anabaptists believe. They did not believe in killing their fellow man. They stepped away from even Protestantism that did that. But the way they do not resemble is they don't provoke the system, so they kind of stay to themselves, which...
Well, Mennonites are the ones that drive, right? But some of these folks,
depends.
Do provoke the system. Not that it was their intention to, but they sort of, by living their beliefs, the system does target them in a lot of ways, and in those cases, they'll stand up for it. Thanks, Leo. I appreciate your call tonight. Good call. Very informed, I thought. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In some cases, what's the Amish farmer? Standing up against the system that are trying to bust them for selling raw milk in some states.
Yep.
So in a lot of cases, they will stand up for their rights, and I love it when they do that because they do a good job. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airways here, the live Saturday edition. You're invited to dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you'll find all kinds of neat features there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. You can go there. You can get updates from us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, your choice. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for whatever is your preference. And they're all free, of course. News.freetalklive.com. Cash into coins. Mark, this has got to be the premier way to turn your cash into bitcoins. And it's safe, it's fast, easy, and legal.
Yeah, if you go to cashinthecoins.com, you can see the alternatives that they have to getting bitcoins. It can be a little difficult to get bitcoins. A lot of people hear about them. They don't know how to get them. Cashinthecoins.com makes it easy for you. It's fast, safe, legal, and inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. You just go to cashinthecoins.com, follow their instructions there. Again, cashintocoins.com.
All right, let's continue your calls and thoughts. Welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris listening in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I got some sad news to report. There's a have you heard of a Bitcoin app called Tidbit?
I have not.
Tidbit?
All right, so Tidbit, T-I-D-B-I-T. It's an app created by a couple of MIT students during one of the hackathons at one of these Bitcoin conferences or something like that. So they put together an app over the weekend. What this app does is it lets you run a website, and instead of putting ads on your website, you can allow your users to opt in, and it'll borrow some CPU cycles and run some Bitcoin mining on them. Now, the thing is, it's a prototype. It's never actually been used in the wild, and it wouldn't even – assuming a one of these websites got a computer for an entire day, it would only get about a cent worth of Bitcoin out of it right now. So it's not, you know, it's like a proof of concept thing. And what these students got for all their trouble, they did win the hackathon, which is quite nice. But within a few weeks, they also won a subpoena from some bureaucrat in New Jersey that wants them to show up in court. Now, none of these guys are from New Jersey. They're all in Massachusetts at MIT. And this software has never been running on a website. But somebody in New Jersey thinks that they can not only make them show up in court and defend themselves against who knows what, but turn over all their source code, turn over all their data, turn over all their documents, so some New Jersey lawyer can go on a fishing expedition. This kind of stuff drives me crazy, that they think they own so much of you that what you create on a weekend that hasn't even left your computer, some guy in the state you've never even been to, thinks he owns enough of that and enough of you to make you show up in front of him and explain yourself. It's amazing.
I don't know what else to call it except for, it just seems like the master-servant relationship that has been around since the agrarian revolution. They are the ones who are in charge, and they know that they can get away with anything. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to this person who, you know, filed a subpoena? Are they going to be charged with doing something unconstitutional and tossed in jail for 6 months? No. No, they're not. So they can do whatever they want. There's no punishment.
Chris, thanks for bringing that forward. I actually pulled up some news about this. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. BostonMagazine.com reporting on this. Like many startups in the Boston area, the MIT students behind Tidbit, which could one day allow developers to mine for Bitcoins on a client's computer in place of advertising space, are facing some initial hurdles. But the ones blocking Tidbit from launching a beta version of their product are a little bit different from the average legal troubles most entrepreneurs might encounter. On December 4th, a team of students behind Tidbit were served a subpoena by the New Jersey Attorney General's office in connection with a special investigation led by the Garden State's Division of Consumer Affairs and Office of Consumer Protection. The court order demanded that Tidbit founder Jeremy Rubin and his co-creators turn over sensitive information, including source codes, hosting websites, and all of the Bitcoin wallet addresses associated with Tidbit. The only problem, however, is that Tidbit, run by students, is still what's known as a proof of concept. So much of the information and coding that was requested by New Jersey authorities isn't even active. Typically, legal issues are unavoidable growing pain for startups, and for Tidbit, they've arrived quite a bit earlier. Rubin and members of Tidbit said in a recent letter to users, letting them know how the subpoena may affect them, they said that our development progress has been halted. From what we understand, we can't release anything or even incorporate until the subpoena has been settled. Obviously, this is a significant setback. We're intensely frustrated and are working to resolve the situation as soon as possible. What happens if you get a subpoena from a state in which you've never even set foot? You certainly don't live at the moment. And what happens if you ignore it? Do they then put a warrant out for your arrest?
Well, they conceivably certainly could.
Would they then extract you from via extradition from the state in which you are currently located?
Well, they certainly could. I've got to say, though, I remember this asking for the source code. I think this is kind of amusing. That was this happened not too long ago. I believe it was the email provider that Edward Snowden used. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government asked for the source code from that email provider.
He shut down, right?
Well, he shut down, but he provided them the source code. Printed up on a piece of paper, on like a ream of paper, right. Reams of paper.
On 4-point font or something,
right.
Like that.
Tiny, tiny source code on reams and reams of paper. Completely useless, right? You have to, yeah. Source code has to be on a computer to be useful. So if this was going to be useful, somebody would have to do data entry and do every single letter and number.
Impossible.
It's completely impossible. So he gave them the source code. He just didn't give them to it in a useful form. So, yeah, here's your source code. We printed it up for you. Good luck.
Tidbit first gained recognition during an MIT hackathon. They took home top honors for their concept, but even then, the team announced it was nothing more than preliminary code, as they still needed to work out legal details like drafting a terms of service and making sure clients could opt into the service to allow the Bitcoin mining. tidbit they said wasn't fully ready for production, but 98% of the infrastructure is in place when they initially created the code. And to help fend off the out-of-state authorities who were concerned Tidbit may have breached the security of people's computers through unauthorized access, Rubin and his team enlisted the help of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF. They're a donor-funded nonprofit that defends free speech, privacy, innovation, and consumer rights in the digital world. In January, the EFF responded to the AG's request in New Jersey for documents and sensitive user information, trying to dismiss the subpoena, even though the request was not a criminal charge, but rather a preliminary investigation into Tidbit's activities under the New Jersey Consumer Fraud Act. So they're not being charged criminally. They've just managed to get a judge to issue an order to these college students to turn over all the code that they're using, and they haven't even finalized.
And this is like, you know, this is like you're going to open a business and the police get a warrant to just come in and check around. We're just going to come in and check around. Well, who the hell are you? Get out of here.
Tidbit's representative claimed the requests were unlawful because Rubin lives in the Boston area. They said Tidbit and its developers...
It seems like just the first reason is unlawful.
They say the developers have no connection to New Jersey at all. All of Tidbit's developers are MIT students who reside in Massachusetts, and Tidbit's servers are not physically located in New Jersey. Since the code was never functional, it cannot and has not been used to mine for any bitcoins. So that's the authorities in New Jersey did not care, however, and the demand for documentation pressed on. In a response to EFF's lawyers, the AG's office ordered Tidbit to deliver the materials requested in the subpoena by January 13th. When the state still insisted Tidbit comply, EFF's lawyers moved to quash it in New Jersey State Court and filed a complaint against the office investigating the startup company's actions. So thank goodness EFF has stepped in here because...
Right. Well, this is the only way you can defend yourself in this country any longer. You have to go for these not-for-profits, which are funded by, you know, rich people that have their own agendas in whatever way, shape, or form, because you can't defend yourself. These college students, how could they possibly defend themselves against this? The AG didn't take them to court. They just demanded their source code. The AG, you don't get your day in court to say, you know, excuse me, Your Honor, and a jury of my peers, I don't believe that I have to turn over the source code. You just turn it over, and we're going to put out a warrant for you.
I'm going to put a link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter to this Boston Magazine article, because at the very bottom, they do actually link to all of the court filings. So if this is interesting to you and you want to dig in deep, they allow you to do that here. So I'll post that here shortly. You can also take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up shortly. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Our Skype is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You might be able to get in if you get your call on hold right now at 855-450-FREE or call in to Skype at username lrn.fm. But if you don't make it in tonight, you can always call tomorrow. And that's true every night, because we're always on tomorrow. Free Talk Live, 7 nights per week, live from 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time.
For years.
Yeah, and you'll actually
live
be
able to, for years.
Live, yeah, exactly. And you can actually join us real live, like in-person live, coming up next week at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Ticket sales are cut off for online sales. It's over. You can no longer buy the tickets online at nhlibertyforum.com. What you can do is go to the website to learn more about the event. It's going to be hundreds of liberty-minded people, many of whom are Free State Project participants, as Mark and myself are, people who've already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, others who are considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's a blast. People who love freedom all together in the same hotel. Lots of great speakers, dozens of them. So there's going to be all kinds of panel discussions and speeches, speechifying and things like that happening. Dinners and lunches will be there. And all those, you don't already have your tickets for those, you're pretty much screwed at this point. But you can still show up and come to the event. You can still show up and buy tickets day of. And it's happening February 20th through the 23rd. So it's definitely not too late to get involved in this. You might still be able to find a hotel room to crash in. February 20th through the 23rd, come join us at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for the 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We will be broadcasting the show live. I'm looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun to get a bunch of Free Talk Live listeners all in the same place, and everybody gets to meet each other, and it's a blast. You don't want to miss it. NHLibertyForum.com. We go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Eric is in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey, Ian. I just want to say I completely agree with you that, you know, when the state is not providing for your personal protection, you should be allowed to have a firearm. But that said, as far as probation, that's basically a voluntary agreement, a contract. And as part of that voluntary agreement, you're agreeing not to possess a firearm. So that's the only caveat.
Well, I wouldn't call probation very voluntary.
Well, you could step down as far as levels of freedom and go back into incarceration and have all the protection that the state can actually muster, which is terrible, by the way, because people are, the incidence of rape and in prison are quite high. The incidence of violence in prison are quite high. The state, even when it swears an oath to custody, care, and control, can't do that either.
Eric?
No, that's it. Good show.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Cyphas, and I'm not sure where he's calling from. Are you in California, Cyphas? Do we have Cyphas? Hello, Cyphas?
Hello.
Oh, you know what? You've got a bad connection. I'm going to put you on hold. We can barely make out what you're saying there. Let's go in the meantime to David. He's in Panama City listening to WYOO. Hey, David.
Hey, sir, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, doing okay. Great. What's on your mind?
All right. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I don't know a whole lot about the Muslim religion. Maybe you do. But my question is, do all Muslims follow the teaching of Muhammad? And if so, do all Muslims believe females should be sexually active at the age of 9 years old? Because Muhammad was married at 6 years old and consummated his marriage at the age of 9 years old, and I keep hearing this stuff about Muslims and sexual mutilation of young girls, and I'm just curious.
Okay, so good question. Do all Christians believe the same things?
Well, it depends if they're following the teachings of Jesus Christ. You know,
the answer is no. All Christians don't believe the same things.
Correct.
They believe all kinds of different things. So, yes, while most Muslims will tell you they follow the teachings of Muhammad, the interpretations of those teachings are different depending on, you know, what Muslims you're talking to, in the same way that the interpretations of the Bible are different from the Christian denomination with which you're speaking. And so I can't specifically answer, what one Muslim might say versus another. But from what I understand, most Muslims that I've encountered are very peaceful, peace-loving people. And
I know they're peace-loving people. I do know that. But that's why I was wanting to know, do they have different, sects of their religion?
Yeah, the answer is
Christian.
Yeah, the answer is yes. I mean, absolutely. In the Muslim world, they're, child brides are this happens. I mean, absolutely. It's not uncommon. As a matter of fact, in India, which of course isn't Muslim at all, it's Hindu, they marry off young people, like really young people.
But does that mean that sex is happening at those young ages?
Well, I don't know.
Just because you've been married doesn't mean you're having sex with
it. It doesn't mean it, but it's certainly not prohibited, right?
I don't know.
It's probably going to happen whatever it would naturally happen. So,
but here in the United States of America, if they're in this country, wouldn't that be considered a crime?
Probably.
If there was sexual encounters going on, that could very well
marriage
be considered
would be
a crime.
Too.
Marriage would be considered?
Yeah,
a
absolutely. You have to be 14 years old, even with the consent of a I don't think a 13-year-old can marry anywhere in the United States with the consent of a parent.
In the FLDS cult, they're marrying off their girls at least 12 that I've heard.
Yeah, but they're not getting marriage certificates.
Oh, so
from the
that's
government.
What it matters? Okay. Well,
yes, the government hands out marriage certificates for a reason, so that some people can't get married. That's what marriage certificates has always been about. They got very popular post-Civil War because they didn't want black people marrying white people.
David, any other thoughts you want to share?
That's good enough, guys.
Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And if any Muslim listeners out there would like to comment to what David was saying, would love to have you on the line here. Let's go in the meantime to Temper on the line on Skype. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
I got to say that tidbit thing kind of gives me the warm and fuzzy feeling. If I were them, I would say that I couldn't comply with the request because it would violate the New Jersey Trade Secrets Act.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure that the judge is able to violate whatever act he wants to by the simple act of waving his pen on a piece of paper.
Well, him waving his signature on a piece of paper doesn't absolve you of self-incrimination, so you still get the Fifth Amendment, so you don't have to honor his request. And I've actually seen that in court. There was a DUI case in Nebraska, and some clever lawyer was subpoenaing the source code for the DUI breathalyzer machine, and that's what the state replied with. So
trade secrets. Interesting. It's worth a shot, and who knows where the EFF is going to go with their filings in this case. And I did link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You're talking about the MIT students that have been threatened by the state of New Jersey. Thanks for the call tonight, Temper. As always, appreciate it. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. In addition to that, you can reach us on Skype. Send us a contact request. We'll get you added in there. We're going to give Syphase one more try. He called back, so hopefully he's cleared up. Maybe he was uploading something. Syphase, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
We got you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Sorry, this is... Okay, so I wanted to talk about Bitcoin transaction malleability.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the quote-unquote malleability bug.
Yeah, so...
Can you talk about it in a way that a fifth grader would understand?
In 2 minutes.
That is certainly... I am certainly going to try to make it easy to understand.
All right.
I will try to shorten it because I know there's not a lot of time left.
Go ahead.
So, the analogy that I came up with is using cashier's checks. So, in the Bitcoin transaction system, people usually say that a Bitcoin address has a certain balance in it, but the way it actually works is that instead of an account that a number attached to it that says how many Bitcoin are actually...
Oh, man. The connection's going bad, Syphase. It's just not going to work. What I'd recommend is maybe calling back tomorrow night on the live Sunday edition. Call on our regular lines. Maybe there's some sort of even if you're not, like, he might have been uploading something in another window. But even if that's not the case, because usually that's the only thing that's going to screw up a Skype connection is if you've got, say, like a torrent running in the background or something's uploading to YouTube or whatever. And if it's the case that you just can't get in with a good connection, maybe there's just some sort of disconnect between here and there. It's the public internet. Packets get lost. It's just the way things go sometimes. So, of course, if your Skype isn't working, you can always call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Worst case, you could write it up in an email and send it in that way. And then, of course, if you want to get your thoughts on the air, the best way to do it is to call in. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And I did, I mentioned I had that article from the New York Times earlier about felons and voting. It's actually about a decade old, but it's all about Maine and Vermont and how it's legal for people in jail and prison to vote. I'll go ahead and post that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for those that were interested in more on that. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326.
8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.